Hello, this is Dr. Wynn Henderson. I would like to read you Chapter 1 from my book, Freedom from Addiction, Roman numeral 2. What is addiction and what is its cause? How do we best define the term addict or addiction? If we only think of an addict as being a homeless, penniless, friendless, alcoholic or substance abuser who, being down and out, is of no use to themselves or society except as bad examples, then certainly we're not going to identify personally with the term. Yet, over the last 70 plus years since Alcoholic Anonymous's big book was published, that is exactly what many of us think. The process of denial makes it easy for us to think, I'm not an addict, I don't need treatment. Let's not continue to define the disease in a way that makes it easy for most of us to say, that's not me. We need a new definition of addiction, one closer to the truth. If you have a behavior that is hurting you or hurting someone you love, and you can't stop it for whatever reason, then you're addicted to that behavior. You are suffering from the disease of addiction. Addiction is not the result of just using drugs and alcohol. The ultimate truth of addiction is that it is not a problem of only substance abuse, but rather a problem of any number of habits gone out of control. Addiction is an expression of our faulty way of dealing with our lack of self-esteem. Escaping addiction is more than just modifying bad habits. It means changing the nature of the relationship between us and life. In the case of the disease of addiction, the cause is not a physical agent like a virus, bacteria, or protozoan. It is not a biological lack or incorrect proportion of a chemical compound like a neurotransmitter in the brain. It is not caused by a defective gene, and it is not the result of environmental stresses. It is none of these. Addiction is a spiritual illness. And only a treatment having a plan with a spiritual approach can cure the disease. Poor self-esteem resulting from inadequate consciousness, that is, knowing the validity of certain spiritual truths, is the underlying cause of all addictive behaviors. Often we see an addicted individual who, on the outside, seems successful and confident in his or her life or profession. However, below the surface, on another level, he or she is actually consumed with self-doubt and lacks confidence in his or her abilities. This lack of self-esteem often develops into self-loathing or self-hate, and the individual harms himself or herself on a subconscious level by starting and continuing the unproductive, maladaptive, addictive behavior. The individual's feeling of powerless over the situation is a strong motivator in continuing the addictive cycle. Addiction is merely a tool that Satan is using to keep you from living a happy, fulfilling life. When you are not spiritually aware of the truth about your existence, your value, and the reason you are on this earth, you can be easily seduced into temporary fixes in life. These temporary fixes become less effective over time. Eventually, you become a victim, enslaved for life unless you get help. If you visualize addiction as your friend who helps you enjoy life and lets you feel like a bird on the wing without any problems, then you will most likely be one of the unfortunate individuals plagued with many problems, including the possibility of a much shorter lifespan. If you can visualize addiction as a robber that plans on taking everything you value in life and wants to totally destroy and kill you, then you might have a chance. This is Dr. Wynn Henderson telling you about the book Freedom from Addiction, Roman numeral 2, and the first chapter of the book, What is Addiction and What is Its Cause?